I am Mayor David McDavid. Keep listening for more excellent living and engaging stories.
Hey, Zachary people, we've still got dew on our tennis shoes from participating in Love the Boot Week community litter pickup. The City of Zachary, along with the Chamber of Commerce, hosted the initiative, and we've got Mayor Mac McDavid with us today to keep us in the know about all the good things in the works for the Z. Even better, he's going to share a vision for the city, so you can help craft that going forward or change things you might not agree with. After listening, there may be things you would like to do differently or could potentially improve upon, and that, my people, is the beauty of transparency and working together to solve problems. That's why Portland Parish is collaborating with the City of Zachary to kick off what we'll call the Fireside Chats with Mayor McDavid. As such, we want you to get involved. As soon as you listen in, we want you to send in your most pressing questions to editor@portlandparish.com, and we'll ask the mayor to follow up on as many as possible. If you missed today's Love the Boot event, pick up a piece of litter for the cause and then follow the community calendar at portlandparish.com to see the many events happening in and around the Z. If you've picked up a copy of the spring edition of Portland Parish Magazine, we'd love to hear your feedback. You can email editor@portlandparish.com with what you loved and what stories you'd like to see in our summer edition. And don't forget about the color, the cover coloring sheet for the kiddos. And you can find that by searching coloring sheet on the Portland Parish website. All right, get your cup of coffee and come sit by the virtual fire with us as we get caught up with the mayor. I'm Mike Gennaro, publisher of Portland Parish and host of this podcast. We bring you the best of Zachary and the Development North region through candid conversations every Monday from our headquarters right here on High Street. This is Portland Parish, the podcast.
Let's take a quick break. Keep listening. We'll be right back. Baton Rouge Entrepreneurship Week is back. Block off May 1st through 6th to join us for an all-new festival-like experience. Plan to walk away with fresh ideas, actionable takeaways, and new connections. Go to celebratebrew.com for details, then register.
You have had an incredibly busy first quarter 2023. How has the transition from police chief to mayor been for you and your family and your staff?
It's been awesome. I mean, I've been around the city, you know, almost all my life, and I knew what they had at City Hall. Former Mayor David Amrine and Chris Calvert, who is still there at the city, provided me with a transition book, which was awesome. It won an award at the LMA conference and that, so that was made transition a whole lot easier. But I knew everybody over there and knew what, you know, what they could do and what their strengths were, and we got prepared for that, and we're rolling.
Yeah. Now I'm intrigued about this book. They crafted that just to kind of make it smooth for
yes,
the city?
Yes. David Amrine brought Chris Calvert back mm-hmm. to do this book. It was a transition book, and they did an awesome job. And, you know, if people like to get a copy of it, you can see. I mean, people from around the state are already asking for copies of it.
That's cool. All right. That's really cool. All right. So you're just returning from a tour of cities with Retail Strategies, a retail recruitment company that was responsible for bringing a few valued amenities to town. Tell us what you've learned.
Going up to Starkville, Mississippi, we looked at their design of their city complex, which is kind of, you'd have to see it. The architect did a wonderful job up there in designing it. And what we also saw where they brought their court into the city complex too. So mm-hmm. we're thinking about that same concept where we bring the court in, you know, save the city a couple million dollars and build another building. Mm-hmm. And they can utilize the council chambers as the court during the day.
Oh, cool.
You know, we're out of room here at this court system. We'd probably have to gut that police department building once the police department gets out of there to make it bigger. But the problems you got in there, you got an old air conditioning system in there that's on its last leg, and you have to tear out inside the building to get that out of there. So that could be a problem down the line we'll have to look at. We might have to do in that if we can't get a city complex building. But we bring them in there would be saving us a lot of money.
Yeah, there's a space utilization argument there. Like during the day, are your council chambers pretty much just not being used right now?
I mean, we have meetings at the big council table there, and we have a little small room. We have meetings also, if not in my office. But we got room in there to grow. I mean, you got to realize the court last week had 103 people in court, which we had to make sure that most of them sit outside in their car because we have a room there. So it makes it tough, and we're looking to expand. And I think right now would be a great time with the city complex to come in and have a nice building downtown.
Yeah, excellent. All right, give us the highlight reel of your first 100 days in office.
It's been awesome. We have met with our representatives and senators. We had a breakfast with them. We laid out our plans of what we want on capital outlay. We gave them a booklet and talked about what we need in that. We also met with the chief administrator of the governor's office, Jay Darden, laid out some of our plans of what we need to do in the future as far as gas and water and some of our initiatives to help Zachary grow and with the possible upcoming of annexation. Mm-hmm. So they understand what we need, and we had some great response with them. We met with City Parish and Mayor Broom in her office, which has been a very positive meeting. They understand where our problems are with the roads, and we're looking hopefully toward the end of the year starting on Private Ocean Road, getting it straightened out and fixed, because they have less utilities to change over than Rollins Road.
Mm-hmm.
I know Rollins, they're talking about putting an overlay for the time being to kind of get it ready to go for when we start swapping the utilities over. So that's going to be our big push there, along with McCoast. We've had some great positive meetings with the parish office, so we're looking forward to that. We worked on together the other day, a big sinkhole on W.J. Wicker Road. We're trying to get it fixed.
Yeah.
It's been there, and it's close to the road. So they've been working with us on a lot of projects, and that we're hoping to get going and hopefully see some at the end of the year on that.
Yeah. Now, do y'all own Main Church Highway 64 here?
Yeah, from Plank to all the way up to
but this is 964 here?
No, this is Highway 64. All the way up to walk-ons, we own that. So we're working on some stuff there. We're getting some crosswalks. We're trying to get grants for more crosswalks and more connectivity there. And we're working on it. If you see the construction going on right now in town, we're laying down the piping for the to get the synchronized lights and stuff. We're trying to get them updated. We're working on a contract with the City Parish on that. We're going after funding for that also. So we got a lot going on right now in Zachary.
Yeah.
We got the diversion canal coming. We've got the federal money coming in for the grubbing and cleaning up of the Weiss Bayou, Cypress Bayou, and also Baton Rouge Bayou.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get more funding to go further north with them three bayous to clean them out so that we don't have problems in the future.
That makes sense. Yeah, because I guess you could only clean up to your geographic boundary, and then you're looking at all the problems north of there.
We think if we can get it cleaned out, I think when the Diversion Canal gets here, we're going to be good. I mean, being that I've been here in the city working most of my career, I know where it floods at. I know where the problems are at. We're working on that right now.
Yeah. You from the police department standpoint, you guys were helping those people when they were flooding before, right?
Most definitely. And we know where it's at. We know what needs to be done. And everything's, with government, it's always slow. And I like to go fast, and I'm proactive, but I have to slow down a little bit to make sure we're getting everything done that we need to get done.
Yeah, yeah. How's morale? How did the employees take it?
I think it's great. We had an administrative assistant day the other day. We had a crawfish boil.
Saw that.
We had, we had a breakfast for our city workers and that, who got an A-plus on their water, got great plus on their gas things. We had four or five of them complete their gas testing certifications the other day. So we're moving forward. They know my initiative is with all of them is to get training.
Mm-hmm.
The better trained we are, the better city we are.
I like that. Yeah. So say for somebody who wants to start a career as a city worker, just getting out of high school or college, how do you move within the city system or move up?
I mean, you got different categories or departments you can move into.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start out at Labor 1, Labor 2, Labor 3. You can move up, possibly be a department head or a crew chief in that area. And each time they move up, they get a little step and pay raise there.
Yeah.
And that in certifications and all that, we try to give them a step and pay raise. And we're working on the budget right now.
Yeah.
We're hoping to have it to the council in May and get prepared for that. We're looking at salaries and pay raises and stuff like that to kind of boost it even further. But, I met with all the departments and what my expectations were from them. And I think they're buying into our program right now of what we want done here. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Do y'all ever struggle with retention?
I mean, you do. I mean, that's why I'm looking at the pay right now, starting pay for the police, fire, and city workers and that, to kind of move it up there. You know, we got the number one fire department, number one school system, and our teachers get paid well, which they deservedly need to.
Oh yeah.
And I want to pay our workers here. I mean, you have the laborers that are dealing with our infrastructure here, yep, to make sure our gas and water is going. I want to see them get paid. You got your police officers, firefighters who are running, you know, not running from nothing. They're running into either a fire or shooting incident or active shooter. They need to be get paid too, and that's what we're looking at.
We'll get into the big questions right after this quick break. Keep listening. We'll be right back.
Hey, parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you been to the zoo lately? It's wild. In the coming months, you're sure to hear the sound of progress at the zoo because phase one of the master plans for reinvention are already underway. And you can bet giraffe it'll be worth it, with the newest exhibit to the zoo expected later this year. I'm talking about giraffes, pygmy hippos, and a brand new front entrance. Learn more at brzoo.org. And now, back to the show.
All right, so I'm working towards this customer service issue. Let's kind of segue over to local businesses. And I know, you know, as city government, you don't have much control over the service worker, but you are in a position of influence. So if you look on social media in these threads, customer service comes up a lot. And I should say this is mostly on rants because that's how it manifests, right? So there are some valid concerns about how our city is portrayed through its service workers. How can we help make this better as individual citizens, as business owners, and as stakeholders?
Well, I see where the chamber is doing something to that coming up pretty soon about customer service. I think their president is working on something like that right now. I'd like to see with the new school superintendent coming in, maybe go back to the COE program where student workers.
Is that what it's called, where they get? Yeah, I'm with you.
Where go they ahead. Work in different businesses here and they get grades for that.
Yeah,
we got to get back to the basics of that. I think we're worried about testing, and I think that's great too.
Mm-hmm.
But can a child do a checkbook? Can they write a check out? Can they do different things? But being a part of understanding what customer service is, I think that will bring back value to our kids here.
Yeah,
and that, and I think that's what we need to do is get back to the basics. You know, in the school system, I'd love to see our DARE program come back. You know, with all the fentanyl crisis going on, you know, kids, you know, they got to understand the dangers of this.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they do or don't. I know we had a DARE program for the longest time, and with the testing that, it makes it tough to with the curriculums where we can add that back in. But it's something we need to really focus on and do is get back to the basics or teaching our school kids how to do just the natural things of writing a check, keeping the bank statements, doing things that they need to do to prepare them for life.
Yeah. And I think it's time to announce this little collaboration that we're working on with Ms. McClinton at the high school. But we're working right now through Porch and Parish to have the high schoolers come over here and host a podcast for their high school. And eventually, you know, it would hopefully end up in their own booth at the high school. But maybe we'll have you on to speak with them. It's going to be called Bronco Talks.
Being a
or Broncos know, talk.
Being an alumni of Zachary High School in 1983, I'm all about that. I mean,
yeah.
That's why I ran for mayor, because I love this city. I love getting out here, meeting people, and doing what we need to do to make this a great city. Just like today, being the litter pickup, we picked up 10 bags of litter.
Yeah.
To me, a clean city, people want to everybody wants to live here.
Yeah.
And they want to move here, and they want to have a business here. If you have a clean city, that's what they do. I'm going to stop there. That's pretty clean there in Zachary.
Yep.
And we're out there picking up trash, and we're going to get some more initiatives coming up with Zachary High Beta Club. Maybe we'll expand it to the baseball and basketball and football teams to kind of help us clean up Zachary. And I mean, you take pride in your city.
Yeah.
I was out there, for an hour. We picked up, a bunch of trash, and, we got felt great about it. I mean,
getting
rid of that trash off the highway, when people drive through, they know we got a clean city.
The PMP crew was a little late this morning, but we got there too. I noticed you missed a armadillo. You didn't pick it up.
I didn't see the armadillo, but I picked up a
it
lot
was
of
on,
those.
It was on your area of the street, though.
I'd have to go back and look and see, but We got a lot of stuff up there, but I mean, like I say, Portion Parish was there, AMG, State Farm was there, Councilwoman Amber D. Virgilio, the Chamber was there, my PIO was Sharon Phillips was there, and also Mary Landry, who works in our historical and events. They were there, and we got a lot done, and we're going to continue working on that.
Yeah, I love it. I still remember when you came in months ago, and you were talking about how litter has an effect on crime rate. So we can, you know, if there is anything that you can do to reduce crime as a citizen, it's lock your car door, right? Just, you know, and then
hide your items and take your keys in.
And then take your trash, too.
That's it. And it's like the broken window effect. If you let that broken window keep going on and more's going to happen if you don't fix that problem. And like I say, I challenge each business in town here, whether it's small business or large business, maybe take a few minutes a day, go out there and clean your parking lot up, clean around your business and that. So, you know, we can keep this going.
Yeah. And I'm bought in so much to that mission that I started doing it here. And I noticed that in the morning around my house, because I have four kids, they make a lot of trash. I go and pick up the trash around my house, all the little popsicle wrappers and things like that, and it I'm hoping it reduces crime in my household or increases discipline. Anyway, let's keep moving with this. So you talked a lot about annexation or in your run-up to mayor. How is that going so far?
We have got one of the best annexation attorneys approved, Mike Aber out of Lafayette.
Okay.
We're going to start working with him and what we're going to do. We're starting to meet with some residents in the area that have big properties. I know that we met with several of them already who want to come in the city. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to go west. And then we'll look at going north once we have more infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Going west right now, I counted maybe 45 to 50 houses that are would affect us on the law enforcement side, which is not going to really hurt us. Mm-hmm. We already, worked that area as far as the fire department, so it's not going to really affect us that much.
Yeah.
So we need to go west,
To what extent or what border?
Go all the way up to U.S. 61 and go north. You know, up to the Woodside property, up to the north there, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of the road, go all the way up to the Port Hudson National Cemetery area and beyond that, and then go south a little bit.
Oh, seriously? Take in Port Hudson?
That area, yeah.
That would be exciting.
Up to the museum and the park and and that. So
that'd be a huge point of pride because it's hard to take ownership over it because it's technically not within Zachary City limits, right? It's just out there.
I mean, I've talked to business owners right there next to it.
Yeah.
Who's willing to come in the city. So we got a lot of work to do. It's not going to happen overnight. When we visited Starkville the other day, in their governmental building, they had a map of what they've done in the city and what new business. And every building down there was occupied in Starkville. Yep. And that was impressive what they'd done in different areas through there. And we got to eat at different restaurants. And, you know, going there, and then I went to West Monroe for the Mid-City Mayor's Conference there. Mm-hmm. And you know, they got a place called Surge Entertainment, which is owned by a concept by Drew Brees and that, which is, has a bowling alley, rock climbing, different things for kids to do, different things for adults to do.
Yeah.
You can have birthday parties there. You can have your company meeting there. And, mm-hmm. So much stuff we can do here. And they got 110,000 square foot sports arena coming where 18 basketball courts, volleyball courts, interchangeable with
pickleball?
Pickleball courts and that, too. So they got it going on. And, they do a economic development district, and they've formed it out, and it's a benefit both for the business and also for the city.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. The world of commercial real estate can be confusing and difficult for even the most seasoned investors to navigate. Next time you think about acquiring, disposing, leasing, valuing, managing, or just considering all the options for your business or estate, consider Gennaro Commercial Realty, Zachary's dedicated commercial real estate firm. You can find me, Mike Gennaro, CCIM, by appointment or at our offices right here at 4342 High Street in Zachary. Call 225-931-3111 or email Mike@GennaroCRE.com. That's Mike@GennaroCRE.com. I'll pick up unless I'm in the podcast booth, bringing you the best local stories and influencers in Zachary. Back to the show.
Awesome. We're, There's so many things we're looking at. We, you know, some take time, but we got to get people involved and buy into it, and we got to, you know, go after it.
Yeah. Okay. Why annexation? What does it do? What's the function of this?
Well, you want to be able to, number one, to control, you know, some of the land that we can get here, that we have a say-so in it, but also look for more economic development, you know, have, you know, smart growth. Mm-hmm. We can work on that. But also, if we can get out that river, that's possibilities that...
That's exciting.
You know, beyond that, which, you know, you got a $50 million expansion going on at the New George, at the George Pacific. Mm-hmm. You got a $56 million expansion going on here at Lane Hospital. I mean, if I was a business looking to come here and I had that type of expansion going on, I'd want to jump in here in Zachary and get a piece of that.
Yeah. The international terminal going in at soon at New Orleans. I mean, there's a ton of opportunities economically out there by the river, and it's beautiful.
Yes.
What a beautiful thing to be hidden, right?
Yes.
All right. So what next? I mean, is there – what is the big complaint that you hear? Because I know I'm going to get beat up for being too nice to you, right? Somebody's going to call in and be like, oh, man, you gave them the softballs. But
Well, I know a lot of people worried about housing and growth. And I mean, the city's put some place in the past administration where the roadways and limestone and road make them a little more expensive. We're looking at changing the UDC some more. We're, you know, working with the Villa Bassone Associates and you know, our planning and zoning director, Brian Dixon. And
who's a rock star.
Yeah, he does a good job, and we're working on that.
Yeah.
You know, we've been also, you know, talking about cleaning the city up. We tore down five houses already that needed to be going. And we're working with people. We have a condemnation court. We had one Thursday. We had some people come in, and even one of them is my cousin. I didn't realize he owned property up in Vernon Road, and I had to complain about it up there, so I had to send him a letter to get it cleaned up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're doing that, cleaning the city up so people's property value rises.
Yeah.
And, of course, that takes away that crime where you don't have drug dealers using that building to hide in, or you know, prostitution and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so we're taking that element out of here every way we can.
Yeah. What does the process look like to complain about a blighted property? I mean, are you, you know, it, if you complain about somebody within your HOA, they're going to see your name. Well, that you complained. I mean, is there any protection for people that want to report?
Yeah,
stuff?
You can call City Hall and report it, or you can send it to my email, dmcdavid@cityofzachary.org. Mm-hmm. And that I have my code enforcement officer go out. We take pictures. We look at it. We go together sometimes and look at the property, what we can do better.
Yeah.
But also we try to work with people. Sometimes they want to fix the property up and they need a little time. We're there to work with them. But we're not going to let stuff drag on for years at a time.
Yeah.
We just cannot continue doing that.
Yeah. So, I mean, is there any anonymity to the process if you see some criminal activity going on? I mean, are you protected, or do you have to go testify that, you know, there's a really messy property and then, you know, you have people quarreling?
Yeah, we try to find the owners and send them a letter explaining what's going on.
Yeah.
And if they want to have a hearing, we bring them in for the hearing and explain. We have Scott Masterson, who is a inspector. We have Brian Dixon, who's on there. And we have Councilwoman Jennifer Boyd. That's three that are on there who make decisions to, you know, the residents to clean it up, or we'll give them time to work on it, but we're not going to let it just drag on.
I want to put the Rants and Raves page on that. Look, next time you're in the mood to rant about something, just go find a blighted property and rant about that. It would be helpful.
Yeah, we ride every day to look at that different areas.
Just not
of the city,
my house. Yeah,
to see what we can do to improve the city, and that's what it's about. You know, like I said, a clean city is a great city.
I like it. You want to end on that? All right. Mac McDavid, everybody, thank you for being so accessible. And we look forward to having you back next month. Are you in?
I'm in.
Awesome. All right. We don't have a real fire here, thank goodness, but it's a virtual fireside chat. And, you know, I'd like to keep this going because I think it opens up a world of opportunity and possibility for those folks out there that are concerned, that care, that want a stake in the great things going on in the Z. So that, and look for PNP on local newsstands and on our website, fortuneparish.com. Don't forget to check out our highlight reel of Love the Boot Week on social. Please try and make it out to the Baton Rouge Entrepreneurship Week You can see all the details for that in our community calendar. And thanks to our community partners and donors like you who make this podcast, the magazine, and everything you see online possible and free. You can support us by supporting a local business. Go support them. You can also donate to Porch and Parish through our donate button on the website. Thanks for joining us, and don't forget to share this podcast with a friend. Bye-bye now. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. America.